This is an anecdote, a kind of joke story. Okay, so it's a bit maybe a bit funnier than the other ones. I don't know if you've ever heard of a series of awards called the Darwin Awards. Sally, have you heard of these? Yeah, it's exactly, yeah, it's to do with Charles Darwin, the scientist. And it's, yeah, like Sally said, it's people that do amazingly stupid things that just show the stupidity of the human race. And every year they're awarded these prizes, the Darwin Awards. So this is one of them from 1999. And let's just see. I don't think there'll be anything that causes you too many problems. No, I think it should be okay. Okay. Right. Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to, if I may, just tell you a little story now. And this is a story that illustrates the stupidity of the human race. Funnily enough, this story takes place in America, but that is not to say that there is anything inherently stupid about people from America. It just so happens that many of these stories for the Darwin Awards that I was telling you about just happen to take place in America, and this is one of them. This story dates back to 1999. And it is called The Dog and the Jeep. Then the story goes as follows. One day, a fellow from Michigan, the state of Michigan, bought himself a brand new $30,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee for Christmas. It was a Christmas present to himself. He then went down to his favourite bar to celebrate with his buddies. As you can imagine, they had a few too many drinks. And then, in one of those bright moments, often induced by alcohol, the man and five of his friends decided that they would go out in the brand new Jeep for a hunting expedition. Now, as you can imagine, it's Christmas, so we are in the middle of winter. And we're also talking about six inebriated chaps as well. So, the six men load up the Jeep with the guns, a dog as well, and more beer to take with them. They decide to go duck hunting to a nearby lake. Now, as you can imagine, in the dead of winter in Michigan, it gets extremely cold, so the lake is completely frozen over. It's common practice in Michigan, when you're going hunting for ducks, to drive out into the middle of the lake in your vehicle and make a hole in the ice by using dynamite. I must also point out that this is an illegal practice, but one that's commonplace. Fortunately, one of the men in the hunting party works for a construction company and has plenty of dynamite at his disposal. The group gets ready for action. They have their shotguns loaded with ammunition. They have the beer at hand, and their hunting dog, a Labrador, waiting to help them. The group then debates how they're going to blow a hole in the ice, as obviously they're not so stupid as to think that they should blow a hole in the ice any old way. They have a plan, and their plan is to light a stick of dynamite and to throw it as far as possible away from the vehicle. They then have a bit of an argument as to which member of the party has the best throwing arm. And in the end, they decide that it is the owner of the brand new Jeep who can throw the furthest. So, the owner of the Jeep picks up the stick of dynamite. His friend lights it with a cigarette lighter, and the man tosses it as far as he can out into the middle of the lake. Unfortunately, the Labrador notices that the man, his master, has thrown the stick of dynamite into the middle of the lake, and after millennia of breeding, has had it programmed into him that whatever his master throws, he must bring back. So the dog runs after the dynamite, out into the middle of the lake, picks up the stick with the fuse still burning, and runs back towards his master. The group gestures frantically for the dog to drop the stick, but he doesn't. So they are forced to take out their shotguns and shoot at the dog. Unfortunately, the guns are loaded with ammunition for shooting ducks, not dogs. So the dog does not get stopped in its tracks. Needless to say, it is quite surprised to see that its master is shooting at it, and decides that the only place for it to take cover is under the brand new Jeep. And so it does. It takes cover under the brand new Jeep just as the fuse of the dynamite stick comes to an end. As you can imagine, both dog and Jeep disappear into 1,000 pieces. The conclusion of the story is that the man lost both his dog and his Jeep, and the insurance company would not pay back the money for the car, as hunting in the middle of a lake with dynamite is not one of the items covered by the insurance policy. The end.